This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Edition of What's on Your Mind is on the air. Another hour. I'm Scott Henin with Todd, the Radio God Mitchell, and we're waiting for your calls for Congressman Kevin Cramer, now Senator-elect Kevin Cramer, in the Talk Radio Town Hall. 800-228-0550, the toll-free telephone number. If you have a question or a comment, 258-0550 from any 701 phone, 258-0550. You may text myself at 701-367-2054 or Todd at 701-226-8503 with your questions or comments. What did I say? Is it a grammar problem, Todd? I heard the buzzer. It's all I know. I don't have time to find out, but I'll
text
assume it was
me, not text expected. Myself. Come on, Scott. How many times have we been over this?
Text me, text you. My text.
You don't say text myself.
I said that. Didn't tell I was up till 2 in the morning. It was election night. You're going to cut me a little slack here. Thank you very much.
No,
Congressman Kevin Cramer, do we call you Congressman Kevin Cramer or Senator-elect Kevin Cramer now? What would the proper introduction be, sir?
Well, I've always preferred Kevin, and that's universal, and then it doesn't require any thought. And call me myself, I don't care.
Me, myself, exactly right. Todd, hear that? Take that buzzer in and stick it under the desk. Yeah, there you go. That's better.
Whatever the senator-elect wishes, we will...
Congratulations, Kevin. I know this audience has felt as though it had incredible access to you to be able to talk about things they were concerned about, and you obviously have been rewarded from them and many other North Dakotans, so congratulations.
Well, thanks, Scott. It was a real rich victory last night, to say the least, and I think that coming on this show every Wednesday and more often when necessary and other shows like it is a big part of why, why I've earned the trust of the people of North Dakota and why we have a relationship. I've always felt like I have an almost intimate relationship with the people of North Dakota, and a lot of it comes from right here, being on this show and listening and talking. And as we look ahead now to serving in the United States Senate for 6 years, I really look even more forward, I think, to these shows and this opportunity to interact in this way, because, you know, the Senate, well, I know, is very different. It's similar in a lot of ways, but it's very different as well in terms of the amount the amount of issues you deal with, particularly voting on things. You just don't vote on as many things as we do in the House, and yet I think it presents a richer opportunity to interact, not so much on the fly or what's going on at the moment, but what's the big vision for the country? What are some big ideas that we can be introducing and thinking about and facilitating? And so I look forward to this deliberation on a weekly basis going forward, Scott. So just thank you, and thanks to all the listeners, the people that supported me and people who didn't. But just thank you for, engaging in the way that we've been able to engage these last several years. Like I said, I look forward to doing a lot more of it.
Beyond the gratitude, which obviously it must be overwhelming just to think about, how challenging and back and forth and filled with crazy schedules and parades and meetings and, interviews and everything else in a campaign, and then get to the finish line. I can't even imagine how much you're awash in gratitude, especially after an 11-point victory, which is just a historic, biggest of all the key races in the Senate that people have been watching. You topped the whole list. What message would you have to your voters, to those that said, I'm for Congressman Kevin Cramer? What do you want them to know today?
Besides just thank you, I would say stay engaged. Just know that this is special to me, that this relationship that we have is special to me. And so my message would be stay engaged, continue to hold me accountable, and continue to have my back when I've earned that. I need both. I think that's what, I think in a society like ours, in this incredible experiment of self-governance, that's what we owe it. That's what we owe to each other: accountability, and then support when it's earned. So, I'd also just ask for continued prayers for me and for our family, for all of our elected leaders. I mean, Scripture tells us we should pray for kings and all those in authority. We just want to tell you that it makes a big difference. Chris and I have never felt so supported and prayed up as we have in this last 9-10 months where we've been running this campaign. And so, thank you, and let's walk through this journey together, just like we've been going through it together. I think that's the beauty of self-governance. Self-governance really is exactly that. It's people who govern themselves. And while we have representatives in various offices at various levels, it requires engagement by the people that are the freest people in the world.
In a moment, we'll go to the calls and texts for you on the Talk Radio Town Hall. But before I do that, same question only for those that didn't vote for you, those that chose another candidate, Senator Heitkamp, or opting out of this particular race. What would you say to those that were not in your camp?
Yeah, you know, I'd say the same thing, Scott. Really, it's you know, it's funny. You know, as you know, I think I've said on the show before, I sign all the letters that leave our office. You know, so that's tens of thousands of letters a year. And I also edit every letter. So while we have legislative staff and correspondent staff that write letters, at least they write, you know, the beginning of a letter in response to a question. Sometimes it's a question from one person. Sometimes it's a concern from thousands of people. Sometimes it's the same one. But I always tell them, if somebody asks my opinion on something that, and it's, you know, and they're for it, it's the same answer as people who write to me and ask me a question about a position who are against it. In other words, the answer's the same. And it doesn't matter what the other person's position is. They deserve a straight up honest answer. So to people who didn't vote for me, I'd just say, look, I'm your senator too, come January, just like I'm your congressman now. And I still cherish the same relationship. And I've learned as much or more from my critics as I have from people that support me. And while I never expect unanimity, and I don't think any politician should, because if you do, then you're not making your case very well. But I do, you know, I do want unity, even if it's not unanimity. And we can only move forward together if we're, you know, if we're engaged in dialogue. So, yeah, stay in touch. I love this part of the job. And I know this much, Scotty, that the best ideas I've ever seen in Congress or used in Congress or put in legislation in Congress have come from people in North Dakota, a lot of times, you know, from this very radio show.
Let's get to the phones here so you can chat with Senator-elect Kevin Cramer, 800-228-0550. And the first to go is Diane in West Fargo. Go ahead, Diane.
Hey, I am just so excited and so happy for you that I can legally call you Senator Cramer. I did the other day before the election, and I just knew it was coming. But what I wanted to say to you now is that you've been asking for prayers, and you got our prayers, and you got our support, and now you're being thrown into the swamp, and you're going to need those prayers now more than ever because they're going to come at you.
Yeah, Dan, thank you for that, and thanks for the prayer support. And you are right. I mean, there are a lot of forces out there. And you know, my 6 years in the House, I saw plenty of it. But I also did my best to insulate myself from it. It's not that it's easy, because it's not. There are a lot of forces, a lot of temptations. There's an entire industry designed at driving wedges between people. There's an entire industry designed to, you know, pay to play and all these things. And one of the ways that I've done that, Dan, is that besides my own active prayer life, is I have an accountability structure around me. I hire North Dakotans, and while not 100% of my staff is North Dakotan, I think maybe only one staff member right now is not from North Dakota, or at least didn't go to university or college in North Dakota. But that's really important because they have connections back home too, and I think the more connected you are to home, in my case, North Dakota, whether it's through family, friends, employees, I think the more accountable you'll be and the less likely you'll be to get sort of sucked into that vortex of the swamp. But it's really, really important. for sure, to have a, I think you have to have an institutionalized accountability structure. It's good to have strong will. It's good to have good prayer life. It's all of those things are important, but I also think you have to place some hedges of protection around you so that you're, so you have all the shield that you can have.
Thank you, Diane. Appreciate that very much. Let's go to Chris on the road for Congressman Kramer. You're next.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Congratulations, Senator Kramer. Thank you for your service and all your hard work, and to you and your family. Heidi should be happy now that your campaign manager is only going to be getting one-third of her salary. It should be a silver lining for her. But I'm hoping both of you can alleviate my worries and concerns. I have a mix of emotions this morning. As far as local elections with Measure 1, severely disappointed in the people in North Dakota. I thought we had more common sense than that.
All right, we're going to talk about that when we come back. Chris, hang on. We're up against a break here. Measure 1, he's asking about. And a number of people are asking, what now? I think the answer is litigation, to tell you the truth. But we'll talk more about that when we come back. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Levi Taylor of Ypsilanti. This harvest season, North Dakota soybean farmers will be storing their soybeans, which can bring challenges. NDSU Extension Agriculture Engineer Dr. Ken Hellevang recommends soybeans be harvested at 11 to 13% moisture to limit cracks in the seed coat and cooled with aeration to maintain their quality. Dr. Hellevang recommends avoiding temporary or emergency storage and consider selling other grains to free up on-farm storage for soybeans. All storage options need to prevent moisture intrusion and permit cooling the grain with aeration. To store in bags, soybeans also need to be between 11 to 13% moisture. Select an elevated location and run bags north-south to achieve uniform temperature. Grain piles must have cover and aeration. A 1-inch rain will result in huge losses. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. How do we know? We talk to North Dakota farmers, like Michael Howell from Castleton. How much North Dakota corn goes to ethanol?
Well, the guys that are growing corn in our area, it can get as much as 50-60%. Again, they like having that extra market. Castleton's a growing community. Tharaldson Ethanol Plant's one of the largest taxpayers in Cass County. And then you've got the city tax, too, there for Castleton. It's helped build brand new schools, increased home development throughout the town.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and they benefit small town North Dakota.
It's just a really good economic multiplier for these rural communities, and not just Castleton. Of the four other ethanol plants, they're all located in small towns. And those towns and communities are feeling the increased tax revenue from having those industries.
Keep listening for more conversations with North Dakota farmers about ethanol and agriculture. They're one. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The energy of North Dakota, you can feel it everywhere. How about Bill O'Reilly earlier today? What does he say? Oh, the oil, the coal, you guys, you got it going in North Dakota. It's not a secret anymore. It really isn't. We are in the middle of that, and it is a national and international phenom, what's happened right here. Find out more, by the way, about the energy of North Dakota and the great things that are happening. If you go to energyofnorthdakota.com, that is the website. You're the second largest producer of oil and gas in the country right now. Number two oil producing state in the country, right behind Texas. So, and of course, the oil and natural gas supply that helps meet America's demand, and how that's ultimately taken out of the ground comes from great talent and resources that are being used wisely to build a strong, sustainable future for family, friends, and neighbors, proving that commerce and communities can work together for the good of all. Happening now with the Energy of North Dakota. Learn more at energyofnorthdakota.com. Back with Congressman Kevin Cramer, Talk Radio Town Hall. Boatload of calls here, so I'm going to go as quick as we can through all of these. Quick questions, quick answers. Chris wanted to know, he, like others, are very worried about Measure 1 passing last night and wants to know what we can do about it. What would you say?
Well, I think that's going to be a state issue, obviously. I don't know what they can do about it. You know, other than you have to obviously fulfill the law until such time as it would be successfully challenged, I suppose. But I just don't know, Scott. Again, it's going to be up to state legislature and the governor, I suppose, to figure it out.
Chris, I would tell you this. Similar law passed in South Dakota, and ultimately it was challenged in court and overturned. They put it back on the ballot, much more reasonable with a different, and I think actually it might have been on the ballot this time. So, you know, there are places this has been tried as well. I think we need to reform our initiative measure process altogether. But as Kevin says, that's a state issue, so we'll stick to our knitting for him today on congressional issues. Daryl is joining us next from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. I think this is a congratulation call, just like the president. You get president of the Farm Bureau, president of the United States. You get the accolades today. So, Daryl, go ahead.
I think I know this guy, and he's calling for a favor, I guarantee you.
Is that right? Okay. All right. Let's see.
Yeah. Daryl.
Senator-elect Cramer.
I'll tell you
what. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
But I think there's something real important people need to understand, and there's probably a lot of people that are thinking that this race was just won in the last 6 months or the last 6 weeks. It's been won over your work and your staff's work, and the people of North Dakota reaching out. Like you said, you learn more sometimes from your critics than you do from your supporters and paying attention to that. It's been won over the last 6 years, Congressman. And I think that's important for the people of North Dakota to understand that it's the daily work. It's the grind that people go through that have these positions, such as yourself, that pay off in the end like it did yesterday.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, Daryl. And, of course, you're an important part of all of that. As you know, Scott, Daryl worked for me, with me in my first term in the House. He went on to become president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, and now, as I always say, I get all the advantages of Daryl without having to pay him. But we have an important relationship, and I think, Daryl, you raise a really important point. I tried to stress it last night. Our in-state staff here in North Dakota are just tremendous, and they take care of people and they take care of problems as well or better than any congressional staff I know of. And, you know, it's back to that relationship building thing. And then on my D.C. staff, I think they're among the very best policy staff that we have in the House. And you take care of business and you're going to take care of your politics. That's what we've done. I've always said from the beginning, usually races are about the incumbent. But in this case, we really kind of had two incumbents that people were able to compare side by side. And they were able to compare us based on a record of achievement, accomplishment, and policy positions rather than just rhetoric. I think one of the things that I find the most rewarding about this victory, you guys, is that she had nearly $30 million that she threw at me, and I had $5 million. And, you know, all of the stuff that was thrown at us, the lies, the vicious attacks, the outlandish claims, it was just, all you did by putting more money behind a bad message was just made a louder bad message. And we were able to sustain our momentum, I think, largely because of what Daryl's saying, and that is that a lot of hard work went into serving for the last 6 years, and that work was shared. It was a shared load between all of our staff members and our team.
Thanks, Daryl. Appreciate the call. Howard Fargo, you're next for Senator-elect Kevin Cramer.
Yeah, well, first of all, I'd like to congratulate you on a fine win.
Thank you.
And I was just sitting here thinking about the house. I'm sorry to that the Republicans lost the house. I'm worried now. What we're probably going to see come out of the house is a lot more of investigations, congressional hearings, subpoenas, and it's just going to stall our government from moving forward, doing anything you know, good for America. But I don't know what can be done about that.
Yeah. Well, here's what I think. I agree that there's some concern about that, but Nancy Pelosi is not going to have a very big majority. And you have in embedded in that majority, you have some people like Colin Peterson and others who are more moderate like he is that want to see things get done. And she, if she wants to hang on to power, the last thing she should do is get too extreme. And I know that's asking a lot of Nancy Pelosi, but I think there's going to be a lot of pressure on Democratic leaders in the House to not go off the rails too far, lest they destroy themselves again, another implosion like they've had in the past that they have, you know, it'll take them years to recover from, including, by the way, helping elect Donald Trump. Now, should they go down that path and not want to move the ball forward, not help us at all with immigration reform or important things like national security, border security, those kinds of things, if they choose not to be helpful, then what we're going to do in the Senate, of course, by having a little more of a cushion, is we're going to be able to nominate and confirm even more conservative judges and justices. So when we have, say, 54 or 55 Republicans in the House, and many of us, the new ones, are pretty solid conservatives, that's going to give the president a lot more leeway to put the right kind of people on the bench at the district court level, you know, as well as the appellate level, and even the Supreme Court should another opportunity present itself. And we can still make generational changes for the good of this country, even without the House of Representatives.
Thanks, Howard. Appreciate that. Lad, on the road, let's get you in with a quick question here before the break. Go ahead.
Yeah, congratulations, Senator-elect Cramer.
Thank you, Lad.
Just wondering if you're going to be ready for the onslaught of Minnesotans that are going to come over here after last night's disaster across the river.
Well, here's the thing about transplants from other states. What happens in places like California, where they've been exiting California, they go to places like Texas, and they want to escape the liberal policies of California, but then they bring them to their neighbors. I'll take all the good Minnesotans we can get, as long as they don't try to turn North Dakota into Minnesota. We'd love
to
have
more. Well, that ain't
going to
happen that's not going to happen with me. I've been following your race. I'm a truck driver. I've been rooting for you the whole way. I knew you were going to rock this, and I couldn't be happier. The first thing that came out of my fiance and I's mouth last night is, we have to move.
Come to North Dakota. Yeah, more after this.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Vince is back from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. I understand there's truckloads of saunas on the way to Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. What's the best one?
Well, that's up to you. I mean, we customize. The nice thing with Finleo, we can customize it to meet your need. At the end of the day, it's a boxwood with a heater in it, but why not make it really cool? And right now, right here, right now, we have more saunas in inventory than anybody else in the United States guaranteed, which means a great deal for you. Why do we have so many? Because we believe it is the best health and wellness product on the planet today without taking a drug or a pill or anything like that.
How much healthier will I be after I buy a sauna?
Sauna forgives your anti-wellness sins. It really does. It cleanses you. It increases your circulation. It boosts your immune system. There's literally nothing a sauna doesn't do to make you better health and wellness-wise.
Your North Dakota sauna headquarters, Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, Devil's Lake. Tell them Scott sent you and save big.
Let's.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump preparing to hold a post-election news conference. It's set for 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. That as the president is threatening to retaliate against Democratic efforts to investigate his administration after Dems gain control of the U.S. House, though not gaining control of the U.S. Senate. Trump tweeting, quote, "If the Democrats think they're going to waste taxpayer money investigating us, then we will likewise be forced to consider investigating them. His advisor, Kellyanne Conway, says,
I think what we're about to see is a tale of two Democratic parties here on Capitol Hill behind me. On the one hand, we want to work, we want to unify, we want to engage with the White House. And on the other hand, subpoenas and investigations.
She was speaking on the Fox News Channel, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Energy. MBI Energy. Gold standard in oil field service companies, and they have jobs as in truck drivers, as in rigs, as in mechanic and lube tech, as in wireline. They've got them right now. You know, they were a 2018 best place to work, job site. Best place to work company in the oil patch. Pretty extraordinary. They are all about being the employer of choice in the energy industry. And they're now hiring oil, water, hot oil, winch, super vac drivers on the truck driver side as well. $3,500 experience driver bonus. How's that? MBIEnergyServices.com. Apply right now. Drive our energy economy forward with MBI. And caller from before the break said he and his fiance are saying, we got to move to North Dakota. Well, there you go. Great job to go along with it. Texture says to Congressman Kramer, praise God, now that Mr. Kramer has been selected, can we expect or hope for the abolition of abortion? Has the Republican Party given up on this issue? There are over 60 million reasons to fight for life.
Well, as I said in my speech last night, that issue had as much to do with my getting into this race as any issue. The late-term abortion vote and the high-five celebration was just so crass. It sparked an outrage from the people across North Dakota who picked up their phones and called Chris and me and urged us to run and put our best foot forward. But the problem is, of course, when we lose the House, you can pretty much be sure that Nancy Pelosi, as the Speaker of the House, is not going to bring up an abortion bill. Ban anything, including late-term abortion or federal funding of abortions. So we're going to have a policy fight in the House for sure. The Senate will be a little stronger, obviously, now. But on the other hand, with a stronger Senate, as I said earlier, when it comes to confirming judges and justices, that can make a huge difference on the life issue.
All right, back to the phones here. Let's see who's waited the longest. We're going to Chad in Fargo. Go ahead, Chad.
Congressman Kramer, you are one unbelievable person. I seen you up at Cavalier, and I wanted a sticker from you, and you didn't have one. But I tell you what,
yeah.
So much heart in you and so much good in you. I hope you do very, very well in the next 6 years. And
thank
beyond.
You, Chad. Thank you for that. So Chad saw us when we were in Cavalier doing our Main Street tour, and he saw our truck, the Kramer truck that's wrapped in the world's largest bumper sticker. And he came to get a bumper sticker, and we were all out of them, didn't even have one in the truck for him. So I apologize for that. I hate to not give him a bumper sticker.
I did
most
get
of them end up in the garbage. No, good. All good. Okay.
All is well. All is well. All perfect. Is well. Yeah. Thanks so much. Appreciate
Thank
that
you,
very much. Cal in Amadon, what's on your mind?
Well, I just want to congratulate Kevin on his win, and I look forward to working with him on infrastructure issues, specifically Indeed. On Highway 85.
Indeed, we do. Cal, we've got work to do, and Highway 85 represents a wonderful opportunity and a perfect symbol of what we can do if we can get a big infrastructure package done. And that is, Scotty, I would say one of the areas where hopefully President Trump can work with both sides and find some common ground. I don't think there's anybody that doesn't want to do an infrastructure package. It's a matter of how we get it done and how we fund it. But there's a will there, and Cal and his group have been strong advocates, of course, for a good infrastructure project that includes Highway 85 and, of course, involves international trade corridor that would run from Canada to Mexico, and we'd be at the heart of it. So appreciate that, Cal.
Well, thank you, and we look forward to working. I'm on my way up to the Western Dakota Energy Alliance meeting up in Newtown, and
oh, good.
That discussion will come up there again. So I'm giving a little presentation tonight, so we'll keep it out
well,
in front.
Please do that. Say hi to everybody for me and let them know you and I talked about it.
I'll do it.
All right.
Thanks, Cal.
And Theodore Roosevelt Expressway is named after one great president, too.
Yep.
We love
it
the
sure
great
is.
State of North Dakota. Cal Kluwen, thanks a bunch for checking in today. Let's see who is next. We're going to go to Columbus, North Dakota. Shell.
Yeah. Kevin, we used to have the county agent out here years ago as the main guy, and then through the 1990s, we had the Small Business Development Center, new kid on the block, and it was wonderful until Governor Schaefer came with his county economic development officers. It was a total wipeout, and I'm wondering if nowadays we could look forward to getting a little bit of juice behind the small business development centers and do some revitalization there with the agency.
So I don't recall county economic development agencies, but I mean, I know some counties have them, but I don't remember that so much as an initiative at the state level. But there are some SBDCs, and I have to admit I haven't kept up on that as closely as I used to, of course. But let me take a look at it and see if there's what we have for regional opportunities and SBDCs and what role the Small Business Development Centers and the SBA can play.
Michelle, I need to ask you a North Dakota question. Did you know Magny Berg?
Yes.
My wife's uncle.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Practically related.
How about that? Exactly right. That's that's wonderful. Thank you, Shell. I can't resist. Anytime somebody calls from Columbus, I got to check if they knew some relatives. So, proving how much I love the state. Terry in Bismarck, you're next for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Senator-elect Congressman Kramer, thank God.
Thank you.
I have an idea for you to take to President Trump. Rather than cut off the funding aid to the South American countries, why don't we buy the soybeans, the corn, as a humanitarian measure and ship it to them? And how are they going to refuse it? They don't want to feed their people. Rather than just give them the money to run their government, let's feed the people with the surplus that we have.
You know, it's an interesting point you make because, you know, one of the mitigation plans, one of the parts of the mitigation plan on the trade, you know, during these trade disputes was the distribution program, which is designed to do exactly what you're talking about. And wouldn't it be nice to use the very commodity that's been the most direct target of retaliation as
exactly.
as a weapon and as a tool at the same time? I will run
one
of the problems
it.
We often have with these corrupt countries, of course, is that the money, the aid that we intend to send for the good of people, oftentimes doesn't get to the people. And food aid's a little bit harder to withhold, although even food aid at times could be thrown out to rot or it can be sold to other places, so you do have to keep an eye on it. But it's a good thought. I'm going to pass it on. Thank you.
Congratulations. Go get some rest. You sound tired.
Well, I'm a little bit tired, but I sound worse than I feel.
Okay.
Appreciate the call, Terry. I want to ask you something about with Senator Heidi Heitkamp last night in her speech. I didn't hear all of it, but what I did hear, she referenced the fact that you won because of rural North Dakota. And then she went on to say that as this election is over, not forget about how many farmers are hurting. And this is something that's going to be very evident nationwide real soon because of how bad it is. What I wondered is, she made that case during the election. Last time I checked, farmers live in rural North Dakota. How is it that she's saying you won because of rural North Dakota and she had one plan and you had another and rural North Dakota, the farmers, ultimately selected you? What do you make of that?
Well, that level of sort of disconnect's been pretty common, frankly, and I think it's part of why so much money being thrown at a message that wasn't resonating with people. That doesn't make the message better. It just makes it louder. And that confusion in her own discipline, really a lack of discipline in messaging, stems really, Scott, I think, from being out of touch. And you're out of touch when you're not being connected with people. And, I think that what oftentimes happens is people get into certain positions and they talk to lobbyists and association directors and they don't spend enough time talking to real people. And that's why this show and others like it and my town halls are so important to me. It was never, ever lost on me that farmers, by and large, on net, strongly support Donald Trump and his strategies, including his trade strategies. Now, that's not to say that, that people are thrilled or that they're not hurting. No one's ever said that farmers weren't hurting or aren't hurting or don't have some trepidation or some anxiety about low commodity prices. But low commodity prices didn't start when Donald Trump, has tried to get us better trade deals. In fact, in some cases, the commodity prices are better as a result, and they ultimately will be better. And that's what people know that intuitively, and that's why farmers strongly support Donald Trump and strongly supported me. And I knew that going into the last several weeks of the election, that her message was not resonating. And yet she just continued to push a failed message.
Yeah, I know. It was so sad to see a challenging time for farmers used politically in the way it was. I guess I know why. Now you look at 11-point loss. The poll numbers were dead on. She knew what the poll numbers were, and you had to do whatever you could do to try to move that needle, and it didn't work. But at the same token, I mean, and this is where the media needs to do a better job. Are there journalists left in North Dakota? I think there are a couple. And for those that are, maybe you could show the rest how to do it. And that is to go look at a fair analysis of soybean prices over a long sweep here. They're down, but they're not down like way, 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 way down. And they're down for lots of reasons, mostly because a lot of soybeans were grown around the world. And that happens. It's called a lot of supply. So to put it all on, a trade war and everything else is really
silly. But the other problem you have, Scott, when there's so much good news, and you're running against the good news, you sometimes have to create bad news. And then you cheer for it. And that's an unfortunate political weapon that was used by my opponent's campaign. And it was wrong, it was unfortunate, but it was also transparent and ineffective.
Let's get Fred Wing in here next. Fred, you got about a minute. Go ahead, you're up.
Yes, I want to make a statement. Congratulations, sir. And hip, 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 hooray to North Dakota. Watching that election last night, North Dakota and South Dakota were the tip of the spear of righteousness in this country last night. Mm-hmm. It just shown out, I mean, with the measure that they talked about, the measure about the voting for the national voting and your election. And it was just wonderful to see North Dakota on the news. I've watched these elections for 40 years, and North Dakota was right in there with everything you mentioned. It was wonderful. And
thank you.
On the other hand, sir, could you reiterate for the American people and for the North Dakota people what the platform is that the Democrats that now got put in power a little bit again?
Hang on, Fred. We'll do that on the other side of the break. Our final segment on the What's On Your Mind.
Talk Radio. Endless pools sound.
They're at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, right now, waiting for you. Vince Webker is here. Vince, what's the deal with these endless pools?
Well, endless pools are a great fitness machine, and when you said, how does endless pools sound, it sounds to me like you want to improve your well-being, your wellness, and your health. I talked to a customer today. He's bought several products from me, just bought an endless pool. I said, that'll be the best thing you ever did for yourself. I have a couple customers right now that have lost over 75 and 100 pounds this year alone just from working out in water.
Inside, outside, where do you put them?
Inside would be ideal where we live because we really want you to use it 365 days a year. You can use it outside 365 days a year, but I know how you and I are. When it's 10 below, it's hard to get out of the comfort of the warmth and to go outside and use it. But you can use it outdoors in the winter.
You tell them Scott sent you, and you will save big time on endless pools and hot spring spas and pool tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, and Devil's Lake.
I've been to Norway. I want to go back to Norway. And when the family says, let's go to Norway, I say we're calling the pro, Carol Juven. How many times have you been to Norway?
174 times.
Holy buckets. And how many people along?
Approximately 49,000 total over the past 50 years.
50 plus years. What are you going to do next? Tell us about some of the trips you have on the docket.
First of all, we have the Norway Luxury Tour number one and number two. And they will be going, of course, in June and July both. And then we have the Best of Norway and the Hallingdal Tour. And, of course, we have a combination of land or cruise.
And we're going to do a trip, and it will be both. We're looking forward to that very much. There's no place on earth like Norway. If folks want to phone you up, what do they call you?
1-800-343-0093. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people. Welcome along to beautiful Norway.
Your Northern...
Why is the black man black and the white man white? God said, man said.com. The sons of God and science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. God said, man said.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously. You possess the world's greatest treasure. God said, man said.com. Sin bones, St. Peter's fish, hours of text and streaming audio. God said, man said.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The election's over now, so I got some time back, and looking at the North Dakota Safety Council website, ndsc.org, North Dakota Safety Council and WSI, help us bring you news of ways you can save lives. That's right, simple as that. Safety training saves lives. And workforcesafety.com, that does it. They do it for the workplace. NDSC does it as well. They have a world-class training campus in Bismarck doing much of it, like suspended worker rescue coming up, CPR, AED, and first aid in Bismarck, November 17th, Minot, November 15th, defensive driving in Bismarck and Fargo, the 12th and 13th. NDSC.org. Check it out to find out more. So Fred's question for you is essentially saying, what do we need to, what do we know of the Democratic agenda that now that they have the House, we need to be prepared to block? That's what he's asking.
Sure. So I think what their main agenda is going to be is obstruction. Their agenda is going to be have hearings, issue subpoenas, engage in massive investigations, and do anything they can to trip up the president of the United States and to actually cheer for failure. They want to see the country fail so that Donald Trump fails. I personally, Scotty, think it's a very risky political venture on their part. I think you're going to see a lot of infighting there as people like Maxine Waters and Elijah Cummings and Representative Nadler and others of the more radical fringe of that of their party fight to do that, while there will be others more on the moderate side that want to get something done so they can get reelected and have some accomplishment under their belt. They're going to have a heck of a fight on their hands internally, I think. But my guess is that's going to be their agenda, is do everything they can to trip up Donald Trump.
All right, it'll be fun to watch, no doubt about it. Thank you, Fred. I want to get this one in because we have a number of texts in this vein. I'm just tuning in to tell Congressman Kramer congratulations and ask him if we will still get the same access to him weekly like we did when he was a congressman.
He absolutely will. And, we'll see once we get the schedule, whether it continues to be Wednesdays or if we need to adjust that somehow. It'll depend on, hearing schedules and whatnot. But there's no question I am absolutely committed to doing this as a senator. I'd miss it too much.
We'd miss you. And, having that kind of level of interaction, as you say, a lot of good ideas come from folks that have different solutions to things. It's fascinating to be, all I'm doing is pushing buttons, but it's interesting to watch and listen, and I think very valuable for the audience and the callers. Chris in Bismarck for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Hey, Senator. How's it going? Thanks
Hi, Chris.
So much for all you do, and congratulations to you.
Thank you.
I'm curious. I'm really concerned, as a conservative, about this Measure 1 passing.
Sure.
Do you think that it's going to impact our state pretty negatively? Because the problem I have is that, in general, Democrats seem to like lists because they like to hold on to this stuff and then kind of dangle it over your face and say, look what we got, and I'm kind of concerned that that's what they're going to do with this.
Well, information is power, right? And lists or data is big time power. People like it, and liberals particularly like it because they like to concentrate all of that information and then all of that power into central sources, mainly the government. So that concerns me as well. But what bothers me the most about Measure 1, frankly, is that our founders had put together really the perfect checks and balance in the three co-equal branches of government, in the self-governance of our nation, the two-year terms of our House members, and, a free press. So we have this incredible, exceptional system that already guards without putting anything between the people and their government. And we're especially fortunate in North Dakota because we have the most transparent government. We have the most bright sunshine laws. We have the most access by our media. So that's what bothers me the most, is that it takes that relationship away and, frankly, some of the responsibility that goes with it. Now, all of that said, the voters have spoken. They've decided they want this other layer. So it's a little bit concerning, although I don't know that there was enough of an information campaign, if you will, an education campaign for people to really be completely up to speed on it all. But at the same time, the voters did have their opportunity.
Yeah,
thank you.
My concern is...
Sorry, Chris, go ahead, finish.
No, I was just going to say that was my big concern is that, obviously the legalization of marijuana was something that people were pretty, understood pretty well. But with Measure 1, I just feel like, I think they just manipulated in a way to confuse people as to what they were actually voting for. So,
sure.
So that's just unfortunate. But, yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much. Rhonda in South Dakota, I don't have time. I really don't. It's going to get too close to the break here. So hopefully you can call next week as we continue to follow the wishes of North Dakota's voters, moving Congressman Kevin Cramer from the House up to the Senate and all that will come from that. Anything you want to say in our final seconds left, Kevin?
I would say to Rhonda, though, and to all the South Dakota listeners, great job in electing Kristi Noem to be your governor. She's my colleague, as you know, in the House, and I couldn't be more proud of her. She represents the very same values that Chris and I represent. We look forward to her inauguration.
Yeah, and that was a close race. She was up against the conservative Democrats, something I'm not sure we have in North Dakota, conservative Democrats. Maybe that's the reason they didn't fare too well last night. Anyway, we have a lot to talk about. By the way, haven't had a chance to say it today, but congratulations to Kelly Armstrong. Talked to him last night in our election coverage, but he'll be replacing Congressman Cramer in the House as well. God bless you, folks. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Carson Wentz has a hot spring spas and pool tables too, pool table, and a whole lot of other things. But what do you sell here? What attracted Carson to your pool tables, Vince, at hot spring spas?
Well, he wanted the one that had NDSU on it, and Olhausen is the only brand, the only one made in the United States, so they can do custom pool tables, and we did him NDSU pool table and shuffleboard table.
What if I want a University of North Dakota pool table?
We can do a University of North Dakota pool table as well. It's kind of fun to customize your game room.
Hot spring spas and pool tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, and Devil's Lake. The Brunswick and Olhausen pool tables. Come see them. The best brands. Olhausen and Brunswick at hot spring spas and pool tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, and Devil's Lake. Tell them Scott sent you and you'll save even more. Hot spring spas and pool tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, Devil's Lake.
It is price to go.
Now's the time to buy at hot spring spas and pool tables too. Tell them Scott sent you and save big.
Let's go.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.